This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo. Woohoo! We made it! Woohoo! Woo.
Yeah, 100 shows. We even got a nice card.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheprick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Wiley hit that.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
It's over! The Bullpups have knocked off Bishop Miege! 62 McPherson, 58 Miege in overtime!
Everything happening in the sports world. And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We've got a little lemon cheesecake.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE, or for those of you listening online worldwide at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, dressed in black, Mr. Steve Sell. Steve, how are we doing this afternoon?
It's like we've got the early bird special today. 12:22, that's pretty early.
We are a little bit early. I guess it's now 12:24.
Okay.
By my time, but still a little bit early for our show.
Yeah, well, we just, you know, we don't have as much stuff ahead of us this week, so kind of allows us to talk a little more.
Well, I think that's what everybody wants.
Okay.
They want more and more.
Well, yeah, yesterday we ran 10 minutes long, so...
We had a few people call at about 1:04 and say, hey, can you tell those guys to shut up and play some Lynyrd Skynyrd or something? So yeah, we appreciate that, and it was probably well-deserved. You're right, this is kind of the time of year where things start to slow down a little bit. Obviously, tomorrow we'll be able to dive into the NCAA tournament in full, do the same thing on Friday where we'll be recapping K-State's game against Kentucky tomorrow night and then previewing KU taking on Clemson up in Omaha. So we have some NCAA tournament stuff to talk about today. I wanted to hit on one thing that I thought was really cool that happened last night before we do all of that. And I think people in this area could appreciate it. And that was the NAIA National Championship game on the men's side up in Kansas City. For those of you that don't know, the NAIA Basketball Championship game and the championship tournament is the oldest college basketball tournament in the country.
And there are two divisions.
Right. There's NAIA Division II, which is what McPherson College, as well as
Bethany.
Kansas Wesleyan, Bethany, all of those are in. Their national tournament forever was like in Branson or Table Rock or whatever the city was.
Point Lookout, Missouri.
There you go. But now it's up in South Dakota. But the NAIA Division I, which is what Central Christian is, and they're in the Sooner Athletic Conference, it also hosts Baker University, as well as Mid-America Nazarene, Benedictine, some of those schools up in that area. Division I is played in Kansas City and has been for a really long time.
At the Muni.
At Municipal Auditorium, where KU lost the 1957 National Championship game. Wilt the Stilt losing to North Carolina. So that NAIA tournament has been played there. It was there from the good portion of the 40s and 50s and 60s. And then at some point, like in the early 80s through the 90s, it went to Oklahoma City for a few years. But it's been in Kansas City for the last 15 or 20. And last night, a very small school won the national championship. A team out of the Heart of America Athletic Conference, same schools I just mentioned a moment ago, Graceland University, the home of the Yellow Jackets, Lamoni, Iowa. You can imagine it like this. So I-35 runs up from Emporia through Kansas City. You get through the northern part of Missouri, and as soon as you cross the Iowa border, you get to Lamoni. It's about 2 miles in. Lamoni is also the home, well, not Lamoni, Graceland in Lamoni is where Bruce Jenner ran track in college.
Okay.
And so Graceland, it's a little bit off the map, if you can picture it that way.
Okay.
And for a school like that to win the national championship in its first ever appearance in the national tournament, I thought was really cool. And it wasn't just they went out and won this game in a boring fashion. This game went to overtime. And they beat a team in LSU Alexandria, who I got to cover last year at this same tournament. that hoists all sorts of recruits that come in from Division I schools, and it's sort of a hotbed for basketball. And Graceland won in overtime on a buzzer beater.
Harley! And it goes! And Graceland has won it! Have mercy!
Now, how big a school is Graceland?
Graceland is about 1,200 probably, okay. Maybe 1,000, 1,200. And okay. The point that I wanted to make with this today is that the NAIA is a really cool organization. And it's really cool. I've been around it for the last 5 years. You've been covering NAIA teams for 40 years. I think it's a really cool organization because they do things a little different than the NCAA. The talent, most of the time, is obviously not the same as KU. It's not the same as North Carolina. And so it's a different style of game. It's a different style of play. But kind of the point I wanted to make here is the coolest thing about the NAIA is that any team can put together a run and win it. Where Loyola Chicago, let's face it, they're not going to win the national championship. UMBC, they're never going to win a national championship. But in the NAIA, those programs can. And the way I wanted to transition this is that you got to cover a couple of really fun and really good McPherson College teams
right.
that made their runs at the national championship, made it to a Final Four. And it's really cool to watch some of these smaller schools, because let's face it, McPherson College, compared to some of the other NAIA D2 schools, especially now, it's different than what it was 10 years ago. They're not at the same level as they were 10 years ago. And so to see small schools and small programs excel at this level, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Mack College had those great teams back around 2011, 2012. And the thing that was great about that is four McPherson High graduates that played for Coach Kinnaman were really the core of that team. You looked at Aaron Frazier, who was a first-team All-American. The Crawford brothers, we see Jordan coaching at El Dorado, his brother, twin brother Chris, Adam Bruner. And then you had Jake Reinhart from Newton. You had Mason Hewitt from Norwich. I mean, we had six guys, you know, from smaller schools in Kansas that were big players on that team. And, of course, my main man, Samson Smokey Shivers from Houston, who was just unbelievable. The guy could just get on a run with his, you know, with his range and kind of crazy shots. That was such a fun team to cover. They, you know, they made it to the Elite Eight 1 year, the Final Four the next year. And that was just a great time. And great tournaments. So really put Mack College basketball on the map.
I guess part of the reason that I enjoyed watching that national championship game last night, which they air on ESPN3. You know what ESPN3 is, Steve?
I don't have it.
Well, it's not a channel on your TV.
Right.
It's all streaming online.
Okay.
And so I was able to cover LSU Alexandria for several games last year and broadcast for them at the national tournament. I've been around Graceland for 5 years. Because I've been covering them while I was at Baker. They're in the same conference. And to see a program like that, that I'll be pretty honest here, Steve, they were terrible at everything while I was there. To see that program that wasn't even good at basketball while I was there, be able to turn it around and make the change so quick, that's what's cool about the NAIA.
Yeah.
Is that if you get the right guys in there, you push the right buttons, it's really cool.
And you look at the team that won it last year, Texas Wesleyan.
Mm-hmm.
You covered that.
They played LSU Alexandria.
And I saw Texas Wesleyan play Central College. They're in the same conference now. Central, little old Central College down there with like, 400 students, you know, played the team that won the national championship. Not only played them, should have beat them here at Alexander Arena. I think Texas Wesleyan ended up winning by 2 or 3. But it just shows, you know, Central College, not that far away from being, you know, an elite program.
The other cool thing I really like about the NAIA is that I mentioned if you just push the right buttons, you get that one great player, you get that one great coach who's good at recruiting, things can change really quickly. And Graceland has a coach who spent about 5 years, maybe less, maybe a little more than that, at a junior college in Illinois. His name's Craig Doty. They won 2 JUCO national championships, I think at the third level, And I think Hutch and those schools are the first level, correct?
Right.
They're the D1.
Right.
So he was at the D3, won two JUCO national championships. And I saw him coach against Baker last year. And from the first time I watched him on the floor coaching, you could tell he had it, whatever it is. He had the feel. He was getting the right guys to come in. And not only can it take a really good coach that can take you over the top quick, at the NAI level, I always say this, at the top of the NAI, it's very good. The talent there is very good.
Well, you look at Oklahoma Wesleyan's coach, Donnie Bostwick. He was the head coach his first time. He's been at Oklahoma Wesleyan twice. His first time, he won the national championship. Now, they weren't part of the KCAC then, but they played against Central College. They were in the same conference as Central then. And I saw Sadil Rojas and Levi Mooney and Steven Briggs and those guys. I saw that national championship team. Then he went down to SAGU, Southwestern Assemblies of God. I believe he made it to the national championship game and got beat. But now he's back in the KCAC. This was his first year back. Oklahoma Wesleyan made it to the national tournament this year. And I got a feeling Donnie Bostwick, the guy knows how to recruit. I think the rest of the KCAC is in big trouble once Donnie Bostwick gets his feet established in the KCAC. Because the guy, you talk about a coach with an it factor, he's got the it factor. And he's going to bring a lot of good players in to Oklahoma Wesleyan.
So for some of you sitting here going, all right, NAI basketball, move on. I just wanted to bring that to your attention because I thought it was really cool to see Graceland University win the national title last year or last night after covering them for the last few years. For those of you that have never been to the NAI men's basketball tournament, I really recommend you go up there for one of the early days sometime because they play 8 games in one day there at Municipal Auditorium. And I believe they do the same thing for the D2 tournament in now South Dakota. I believe it's similar, but the one in Kansas City is much closer. And it's about $3 to get in.
Southwestern went to the national tournament this year up there in South Dakota. They didn't play a game until after midnight because the games got so backed up.
And that's what we did in high school is we would go up to Municipal Auditorium, watch the game starting at about 6 o'clock, watch 6. There's a game at 8. There's a game at 10. There's a game at midnight. If any of them run behind, then, oh boy, it's brutal. You're going to be there all night.
Right.
But it's a really cool tournament to watch. It's fun, and it's really good basketball once you get to that level. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought it was enjoyable to watch last night. I'm sure some people saw it on social media. Steve, the other thing I did last night is I watched a movie. And this is a movie that I think you would have really hated. So, do you like animals?
Yeah.
What kind of animals do you like?
Dogs.
You like dogs? What about cats?
Cats are okay, but I like dogs. I had a dog. My dog was 16 years old. We got my dog when I was 5 years old, and I was 21 when we lost our dog. It was like a member of the family.
So in this movie last night, it revolved around some animals. This movie won Best Picture at the Oscars a couple weeks ago. Do you know what the movie is? Do you hear anything about that? Do you keep up with it?
No.
Well, I made a little pact with myself now that basketball has died down. I got to step back from sports every now and then and keep up with some culture stuff. So this movie, it involved a woman loving an animal. Would that interest you?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Now, what if I told you that it involved a woman being in love with an animal?
That's a little strange.
Would that start to throw you off a little bit?
Yeah, yeah.
So what if this animal was not necessarily an animal, it was a fish?
Okay.
Is it starting to get a little weirder?
It's getting strange.
Now, what if I told you this animal was not just a fish, it was like a fish man?
Uh-oh.
Kind of like a mermaid.
It's getting way out
there. It's getting weird?
Oh, way out
so
there.
The movie I watched last night
is
called...
I watched Bonnie and Clyde.
So. Oh, that sounds very similar to this. The movie I watched last night is called The Shape of Water.
Okay.
And it's about this woman. Spoilers here for anybody that's really looking to watch this movie. She's a mute woman, and she works at this FBI building where they're housing this fish man thing. And they don't know what to do with it yet, and she forms a bond with it. They fall in love. The weirdest part, and the thing that grabbed a lot of headlines, is that this movie, the woman and the fish, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. How weird is that? That was sort of what grabbed the headlines.
It's beyond left field now.
It's a little strange.
Yeah.
And this movie won Best Picture at the Oscar.
Okay.
Now,
who was the star?
The star was a woman. I don't really know her name. She's not famous. Okay. It had the dad from Step Brothers. Are you familiar with that? You've never seen Step Brothers? I think you'd like that movie. Well, the dad from that's in there. There are a couple other people that I recognize, but not too many. It was weird. And I'm just letting you know now, if The Shape of Water pops up on your HBO or whatever channel.
Yeah, see, I don't have that.
I don't think you would like it.
Okay.
So I'm going to recommend you not watch it. It was okay.
In other words, I should stick with Casino and Goodfellas and all my mafia movies that I enjoy so much.
You know, Casino's on Netflix now, Steve.
Well, I just saw Casino last week, De Niro.
Did you rent it? How'd you watch it?
Never makes a bad movie.
How'd you watch it?
Casino? The old Casino? It was on...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It was just on TV.
Yeah, it was on TV.
What's on Netflix? We need to get you Netflix, and you can watch all those movies anytime you want.
Well, I'm not a big movie watcher, so...
But except for Casino and Goodfellas and The Godfather.
I love Goodfellas. Goodfellas is my all-time number one favorite movie. Love De Niro, love Pesci.
Well, this is sort of the day we were talking about. We have to be a little bit slow with sports. Let's take our first break. When we come back, let's dive into the NCAA tournament and the games that are coming up Thursday and Friday in the Sweet 16. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
A little less conversation, a little more action.
Back in on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com. A little Elvis, Steve. Not
Elvis.
We were talking about Graceland University earlier, not to be confused with Graceland.
Right.
The king. Have you ever been to Graceland?
Huh?
Have you ever been to Graceland?
No, but I have been to Memphis.
You've been walking to Memphis?
Yeah, I did. I went to, I saw the hotel where Martin Luther King got shot.
Yeah, it's a museum now. Did you know that?
And went. It wasn't at the time when I went, but... went into a blues place and
And
it was great. I mean, great blues food and stuff like that. So it was fantastic. So my sister lived just outside. She lived in Germantown, which is a suburb.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
Memphis.
That she was in Memphis.
Yeah, she was there about like 23 years or something like that. So did get to go into Memphis.
Yeah, you've got your map of Memphis down. Well, we wanted to, before we dive into the NCAA tournament a little bit, we wanted to give a shout-out to a new sponsor that's hopped on the show with us. We're up to five, so, I mean, this is big-time radio now.
And if you
Farmer State Bank.
Hey, and we'll take more sponsors. We'd love to have more sponsors. So, Farmer State Bank, know the people well.
Our guy Zach Hoppus over there.
Oh, Zach, Jeffrey, my boy Jeffrey. So, great guys and really do a lot for the community.
Yeah, we're glad to have them on with us as well as our other sponsors, Four Seasons Realtors, Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, and Calabrese Heating and Cooling. Steve, we're sort of rolling now into the NCAA tournament. We will be able to dive into K-State a little bit more tomorrow as they open up the Sweet 16 by taking on the Wildcats of Kentucky. Wildcat on Wildcat.
Yeah. And Kentucky starts five freshmen, very athletic. The big question, though, how effective, if Dean Wade plays, can he be? We still don't know. He says he's going to play, but when push comes to shove, you just got to see what the final decision is going to be.
And remember, that south bracket, or for those of you that are more like me, the upper left bracket, when looking at it on the piece of paper, that upper left south bracket, there is nobody that is a 1, 2, 3, or 4
decimated
seed. So
decimated.
Kentucky is the highest remaining seed at 5. And let's be honest, Kentucky was probably a little bit underseeded.
They were.
When it comes to where they should be.
And you know where I seeded them in that bracket?
Number one.
Exactly.
Numero uno.
I got Kentucky winning that bracket.
So Kentucky will take on Kansas State. That's Thursday night at 8:37. Remember, that game is being played in Atlanta. The other games on Thursday, these ones will be in Los Angeles with the West region, which is the bottom left. It is Michigan taking on Texas A&M, and then Gonzaga taking on Florida. So I think we're going to have some pretty good games on Thursday. Or excuse me, Florida State.
I was going to say
Florida State.
And see, Florida State, that was my another one of my picks, winning two games. A lot of people didn't have them beating Xavier or Xavier, depending on your.
I don't think anybody calls him Xavier.
Well, it goes back to Xavier Henry that played at KU.
Great KU player.
Yeah, yeah,
phenomenal.
Yeah, 1 year, one and done. But anyway, that bracket, the one with Michigan in it, I just didn't think it was a very good bracket. I just thought it just didn't grab my attention.
Did you have Michigan coming out of that bracket?
No.
Who'd you have coming out of that?
I had Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
That's my one.
Tough break.
My one hiccup. And Roy's boys just absolutely laid an egg. I mean, they were bad against Michigan.
So as we look at things coming up with the Sweet 16, do you think things are going to remain sane? Because the first two rounds were not sane. They were, as people would call, insane.
I called it that.
So do you think that that's going to hold true? Or do you think that
now
that the insanity's over, that the top favorites are going to continue
to win? I
think
form is going to start to hold true. I really do. I think you're going to see the higher seeds, when I mean higher, you know, like Kentucky's the highest
right.
seed. I think you're going to see the higher seeds win. I don't think you're going to see as many like Loyola Chicago. Can't see them winning.
The Ramblers. What about Sister Jean?
Sister Jean. Well, she actually had them going out in the second round, so she's you know her name's mud there. But I think Duke and KU get through. I think Villanova. Everybody now is on the Villanova bandwagon because when they look at the number ones remaining, there's only two number ones. Remaining, I believe.
You're right.
Villanova, KU. But I think a lot of people, especially me, has Duke beating KU. And, you know, it pains me to say that being a KU grad, but I have Duke winning it all.
Big KU booster.
I'm still.
Steve paid for Billy Preston's car.
Yeah, I to get his car fixed.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked that everybody is really not talked about Duke, but they're going to start talking about him when they get to the Elite Eight because. I'm telling you, Duke has the best talent, 1 through 5 in the starting lineup. Nobody's got better talent than Duke does.
The other thing about Duke, and this was the next topic I was going to bring up anyway, this game with Syracuse. Duke has played some weird games this year.
Oh, yeah.
Where they sometimes come out and are just terrible.
Like St. John. Didn't they play St. John?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they
Chris
lost.
Chris Mullin's team. Because St. John beat two great. I think they beat Villanova and Duke like back-to-back.
Duke has the ability, kind of like KU, to play really, really bad. And there's something about this Syracuse team that, number one, they've played them this year. They're familiar with them.
They were lucky to get in.
But I just have this feeling that Duke might lose that game. I just have this feeling. Or it's going to be the opposite. And Duke absolutely pounds
Syracuse.
Well, Syracuse
plays that 3-2 or 2-3 zone, depending, you know, on what the drop man does. And it just flummoxes teams. I mean, teams, and for one thing, they're all like 6'8". They got the 7'2 guy with the...
O'Shea. Oh, never mind. O'Shea Brissett is also like 6'8".
Yeah, and then they got the guy with the spectacles on. You know, it looks like he's ready to go swimming underwater, you know, with the swimming goggles on, the 7'2 guy. But Jim Boeheim knows how to win that. You know, he knows what he's doing. And a lot of people never, you know, they didn't think Syracuse should even be here. They're there. They've won two. And, you know, again, I think they'll give Duke a pretty good game.
Syracuse and Duke, they played once this year in the ACC. And that game was back in February. Duke won 60-44.
Okay.
So a little low scoring.
And that's the thing. Syracuse does struggle to score. And they played KU, I believe, earlier in the year and struggled to score
they
against
did.
KU.
That was the game that was like down in Miami.
Yeah,
it
was ugly.
So Syracuse has the ability to ugly up a game. And kind of like UMBC, my analogy the other day of me playing tennis against my buddy and being so bad that I made him bad. Maybe that's the break that KU can get. I don't feel real great about Clemson. I don't think they're going to be able to put up a huge fight.
Oh, KU will keep them in it.
Well, yeah, they don't make it easy for anybody.
They don't make it. Yeah, they play spurt basketball. They play great for about 8 minutes, get a lead, let the other team back in, have another spurt, you know. But I like KU against Clemson, especially knowing now that Udoka Azubuike is going to start.
Right.
And hopefully play 25 minutes or so.
So we will talk a little bit more about the NCAA tournament tomorrow. Let's take our final break of the show, and I've got a surprise topic for Steve. Uh-oh. He doesn't know it's coming.
Okay.
Even though he'll probably have a pretty good idea of what to talk about. So don't miss it. Stick around. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Steve, for the people that have missed our conversations earlier today, talking about the great movie that I watched last night, The Shape of Water, talking about Graceland University winning the national championship in the NAIA, they can go back and listen on podcast, soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. Got it. Steve Sell is rocking. Steve Sell also earlier today said that Sister Jean, the champion or whatever she is of Loyola Chicago, that her name is Mud.
Well, it is.
He said that her name is Mud because she picked Loyola to lose in the Sweet 16. He called that 98-year-old woman in the wheelchair. He said her name is Mud. Well, as we move on from that, I had a little surprise topic I wanted to talk with you about today. You've already talked about it today in your column, Sell on Sports.
Okay.
Talking about golf getting good again.
Yeah.
And I have a serious question for you. Do you really think that Tiger Woods is back? Do you really think? You mentioned in your column, oh, CBS would love to have Tiger and Lefty going down the fairway at 18 at the Masters and being the final
group. And DJ and Rory in there.
Do you really think Tiger Woods is back?
Do
you really think?
I do. It's just the thing with Tiger Woods is it's his driver. If he drives it straight, he's going to be right there. And, boy, I guarantee you, CBS has to just be going crazy, especially if Tiger shoots about 68, 65, or 67 that first day. Can you imagine how many people are going to be watching the Masters on the weekend? You know, it'll be unbelievable. And, you know,
what if Tiger goes out and shoots about a 78
it's on not the first gonna day? It's not going to happen. I'm telling you, his short iron, he's got the irons dialed in. And, you know, with Lefty and Rory McIlroy playing well, DJ's been playing well for 2 years, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, this could be one of the best Masters we've had in a long, long time.
We can wait until we get a little bit closer. You want to make a bet that Tiger Woods does not finish in the top 30?
Oh, yeah. I'll take that
bet. You want to take that bet?
I think he's going to be in the top 10.
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I said I did last week, but that was just for the one tournament, the Valspar paint at Home
but
Depot.
But he's played three tournaments in a row, and he's been in the top 10 in all three.
Yeah, but this is the big boys.
He's got the red shirt on Sunday. I mean, the roars cannonade through the pines in Augusta. I mean, it's just like, you know, there's going to be so many people following Tiger. It's like the world, it's going to be like the ground's going to shift because the ground's going to be collapsing under all the fans that are following Tiger around, and Ted Potter Jr. is going to be out there with maybe his mom and dad watching him play.
I just have this feeling Tiger Woods is going to be terrible at the Masters. And Steve Sell has drank all the Kool-Aid. He's almost like the Kool-Aid man running through the wall and saying, oh yeah, Tiger's going to win it all. I just don't have that type of faith.
If he can win it, but I sure believe he's in the top 10. I just got that feeling.
I don't. We'll get a little closer.
He lives for the big moment. And, you know, he lives for moments like this. Granted, he's 42 years old. He's not 32 or 22 when he was great. But, you know, the guy's got a lot upstairs.
I think whenever we get closer to the Masters, we should have our golf expert, Treg Fall, come in and give us a little Masters preview, like on the Thursday of it, or maybe the Wednesday.
Treg would surely do it, that's for sure.
Well, he's hoping that he can come in with the bracket.
Well, you know who his guy is.
Is he a Jordan Spieth guy?
DJ.
Okay, I could see him liking Dustin Johnson.
He picks DJ, oh, well, because he hits it long.
Like exactly, Treg. They're the exact same.
Yeah, Treg hits it long, DJ hits it long. Now, that course doesn't set up for DJ very well, because, you know, you got to be a you got to hook it around the corners, hook it around aiming corner and stuff like that, and he hits that big high fade. So, you know, he's got to work on drawing the ball a little bit.
So, yeah, we have that coming up, and Steve is fully dependent on Tiger Woods giving him something to watch on Sunday. Do they have a third cut or the second cut? I know that they cut after the second round.
Third cut.
That's
no.
I thought that once you made the first cut, you were in. So Steve is really banking on it. I think that they need to set up Tiger Woods' tee time and pairings very well early, because I got a feeling he might be matched up with somebody really bad sitting at about 30th place.
I don't think
on
so.
Saturday and Sunday.
And they're going to put those first 2 days. They're going to bend over backwards. In fact, they'll probably say, Tiger, who do you...
Tiger's going to be paired up with that amateur that makes a run.
No, it's going to be Steve Stricker or Mark O'Meara. He'll say, Tiger, who do you want to play with? Because we want you to be comfortable so you can shoot a low score. They will bend over backwards to accommodate Tiger, his every wish. You know, they'll say, you know, we just want to make sure... What time do you want to tee off? You know, do you rather go early... On third, Tiger, it seems like to me, one thing I have noticed, every tournament he plays early on Thursday. That way, when Friday rolls around and people are getting home work, they can watch Tiger in the afternoon. It helps their ratings. Trust me, Tiger will be in the early round on Thursday.
Here we sit about, 2-3 weeks away from the Masters. Tiger
2 weeks
Woods,
from tomorrow.
He is the favorite at 9-1. To win the Masters.
He's the favorite?
He is the favorite
from
Vegas.
Now, that does surprise me.
See, they're drinking more of the Kool-Aid than
now,
Steve.
I mean, I don't know how you can bet against Jordan Spieth or Bubba. You know, Bubba's won 2 of the last 3 or 4.
I'll take my money on Matt Kuchar at 85-1 over Tiger Woods at 9-1. All right, we'll wrap up today's show. Tomorrow, NCAA tournament talk. We got to talk about the Sweet 16, K-State taking on Kentucky. We've got all that tomorrow on our show from 12:30 to 1. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Well, I guess it's-